to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Please forgive my raspiness in my voice. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here to go over the world of sports with you guys today. You guys can call into the show, 706-993-4606. That's 706-993-4606. You can also head over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat, listen live button. Get in the chat room if you don't want to call in. I'm in the chat room right now. Don't see anyone else here. Hopefully we'll get some people in. Hopefully we'll get Beautiful Baby in. Already got Captain Underpants in. Captain Underpants, how you doing? Oh, wow. Let me see. Yeah, we got Captain Underpants in and myself right now. And one anonymous user. So hopefully that person will call on in or chime in the chat. Got a lot to talk about this week. College football is prevalent in the sporting news this week. Pro football, the New York Giants in particular is in the news. Got a lot of stuff to talk about in college football. Not only the bowl games, the rankings, some changes with Florida State. Jimbo Dribble Fisher ends up. We're going to get into all of that. You guys can join me at 706-993-4606. Is that number to call into the show? What did Captain Underpants say? Rage exposed himself to Surfer. Oh, Rage gave a schoolboy about it this week. Okay, that's enough. Let's go over these NCAA scores, get these championship games out the way. Friday, December the 1st, USC, University of Southern California, number 10 in the nation at the time, defeats number 12 Stanford 31-28 to win the Pac-12 championship. I don't understand why the committee just doesn't give the Pac-12 any credence at all. Just give them no credence at all. None. You could have made a compelling argument to put USC in over Alabama. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand. What does Nick Saban have on these guys? Should have been USC, in my opinion. I don't think Alabama is going to get past Clemson. So we shall see. Saturday, December the 2nd, Clemson defeats Miami. The number one team in the nation, Clemson defeats number 7 Miami, 38-3. Clemson wins the ACC title. Number 6 Georgia defeats number 2 Auburn, 28-7. Georgia wins the SEC championship. Oklahoma defeats TCU. Number 3 Oklahoma defeats number 11 TCU, 41-17. Oklahoma wins the Big 12 championship. Number 14 UCF, University of Central Florida, defeats number 20 Memphis, 62-55, to win the American Athletic Conference championship. And finally, somewhat of an upset, Boise State defeats number 25 Fresno State. I believe it was 17-14. Boise State wins the Mountain West Football Championship. Now that sets up with our four top teams going into the playoff picture. We have number 1 Clemson going up against number 4 Alabama. We have number 2 Oklahoma going up against number 3 Georgia. So that's your college rundown. Some people are saying that we should have maybe like a top 8. I don't know about that. I kind of like the 4 teams that we have in now. If you go 8 teams, maybe teams don't care about the regular season as much if you go top 8. Because you have some teams, a la Alabama, who might get in without winning their conference title. So right now, I like the 4-seed format. We shall see how that goes. Come on in, guys. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. I know a lot of people need to call. I know Doom was talking about calling in today. I know Rage was even talking about calling in today. Hopefully hear from Tony C. He may call in as well. So let's go on to the rest of this week in the world of sports. And like I say, you can head on over to rantamradio.com, hit that chat, listen live button. To get your thoughts and opinions heard on the world of sports. Want to talk about some pro football, want to talk about some pro basketball, there's some pro basketball news out there as well. If you want to get into pro basketball, the college game, football, basketball wise, it's all good. Alright, let's go ahead and get into some of the things that's gone down. Last night we had Eagles versus the Seahawks. And I know the Eagles are cash cows team. I don't think every team is going to win every game, but last night you saw the difference between Carson Wentz, who's a very good player, and a seasoned vet, and Russell Wilson. Now that being said, if he has to put his cape on, a la Russell Wilson, if he has to put the Superman cape on every week for Seattle to win, they are in trouble because they don't have anybody else there who can pick up the slack. Let me head on over real quick. There's also a Monday night game going on right now. We have the Cincinnati Bengals 20, the Pittsburgh Steelers 13. Pittsburgh just kicked the field goal to try to climb back into this game. Joe Mixon's gone out with an injury. I do believe. Let me see. Yep. The Pittsburgh's got a touchdown on the board by Le'Veon Bell. Andy Dalton's thrown two touchdowns. Roethlisberger's throw that one to. Roethlisberger's throw that one to Le'Veon Bell. Andy Dalton stole two TD passes to A.J. Green. A.J. Green's been amazing. He's been amazing this game. 7 receptions for 77 yards and 2 TDs. Joe Mixon was running the football well, but when he went out, Giannardi Bernard just took over. 12 carries for 69 yards. He's running well. Le'Veon Bell's also running well. 13 carries for 63 yards. He also got some help. Antonio Brown was thought to be out for this game, but he did show up. Six receptions for 71 yards in this contest. So definitely, we got a good game brewing down in Cincinnati. You guys can call 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Let's move on. Did you guys see the Tom Brady blow up yesterday? Threw an incomplete pass, and he got angry. He got upset with Josh McDaniels over an incomplete pass, yelled at his coach on the sidelines. Now, a lot's being said that if that was Cam Newton, if that was Russell Wilson, if that was a quarterback of color, he would be a malcontent and an issue. But because it was Tom Brady, it's competitive fervor. No, that's bull. That's complete bull. Josh McDaniels is your coach. He's your offensive coordinator. You show that man a proper respect. The man's over you. And Tom Brady was wrong for that. And you have to hold him accountable as you would any other quarterback that you have out there right now. If Drew Brees did the same thing, I would say the same thing. He would be wrong as well. So definitely we'll see. Nothing's going to happen over it. But something else went down in Buffalo yesterday too, with Gronk. It looks to be the people's elbow on one of the Buffalo Bills DBs yesterday after the play was called over. You guys can head on over to the Sports Report page on Facebook to see that. And he was suspended for a game. A game that doesn't really matter because if I think they played Miami next week, but then that following week, when he's eligible to return, they play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because I thought that was kind of funny. Just thought that was kind of funny. If you guys can get into that, 706-993-4606. Tiger Woods was in the news this week as well. He came back, Hero Classic. He came back and played well. Played well throughout the 4 days. I think he finished ninth. So, it's good that he finished. We'll see if he continues his comeback streak. Hopefully, he can get a few wins on his belt. For him to catch Jack, I think it's impossible. But if he can come back and show that he's anything that he was before everything went down, get a few more wins under his belt. Not gonna catch Jack. Don't think he will ever catch Jack now. But if you can get some wins under his belt, make that solid comeback, that'd be a good day for Tiger and a good thing for golf. Because golf is not the same without Tiger Woods. It's not the same at all. You can go down and look at it. When Tiger was playing, you had people actually betting either him or the field. You don't have that anymore with any golf on the tour right now. So with Tiger coming back and looking strong, it's going to help golf, and it's going to help golf get some people who were watching the sport beforehand, get them back. And that's something that would be great for the sport. Let's send over to line number one real quick. Let me see who we got on line number one with us today. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Chillin', man. Chillin', how you doing?
Fine. How long I miss?
We just went over the college football stuff. Eagle versus Seahawks, and we talked a little bit about Tom Brady and Gronk.
Okay. Well, Gronk needs to be suspended. That's fine.
He was suspended. My whole issue was he should have been suspended longer than what he was.
Yeah, it's like 2 games.
Yeah. Because you notice, he's going to miss the Miami game, but he'll be eligible to return for the game against the Steelers.
Yeah, it just shows the bias of the Patriots. If anybody else, they would have been suspended.
Yeah. He should have been suspended a lot longer than what he was. What did you make of that Tom Brady incident yesterday?
It's my need to put him on his ass.
You know, I just kind of think that if that was a brother, if it was a Cam Newton, if it was a Russell Wilson who did that, you know, he would be labeled as a malcontent or a troublemaker. But it's being Tom Brady, it's called competitive fervor.
Well, there's been a lot of other people that one time Brady today. He just got those ones that are just so caught up.
Well, they got a 20-point win on the road, so against the Buffalo Bills team that was without Tyrod Taylor. So,
oh, Buffalo's coach, water.
Yeah.
Well, I think Tyrod's out of there. I got a feeling he's going to be New York.
I think he's done too. I think Tyrod Taylor's done too. They don't want to pay the man, so I think Tyrod's out of there too. We'll see where he ends up. What did you think about that game last night, Eagles versus Seahawks?
I ain't watching. I give a damn about the Eagles or the Seahawks.
It was a good game, man.
Yeah. It don't matter.
You saw, it did open up, though, and Cash Cow's not in the chat, so I can talk to him about it, but it did show a weakness on Philadelphia's part that they have trouble covering a mobile quarterback.
Carson Wentz is hard to cover because you just ain't used to him, but they're starting to dial in on Philadelphia.
I mean, they pretty much, those Seattle Seahawks receivers, maligned as they are, with the exception of Doug Baldwin, they played decent last night. J.D. McKissick played well last night. Mike James played well last night. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw Thomas Rawls come out with a pretty decent run, too. So
every dog got his day, man. Yeah, you know,
they kind of exposed Philly a little bit. But again,
but this also could be a wake-up call for Philly.
It could. And we're not going to see it. Like I say, no team is going to win every game. You know, no team's going to do that. So we'll see next week. I believe the Eagles play the Rams. So we shall see what they do to bounce back. That should be a good game, too. I'm watching the game, kind of keep my eye on the game right now. Cincinnati's still up on the Pittsburgh Steelers, 20-13, with 7:10 to go in the third quarter.
Let me check fantasy real quick, because
it looks like
Pittsburgh. I need Big Ben to do just enough, but not enough, so I could win two leagues.
Big Ben's got a touchdown to Le'Veon Bell right now. Andy Dalton's got two TD passes to A.J. Green.
See, he's got an interception. Let me see. The Surface League, I need Big Ben not to do nothing so I can win. Because right now, Rage beat me. But see, my dumb ass didn't play another play. I got a couple zeros. If I had to play Alpha Moore, so we didn't have to worry about that. But Big Ben just need to get another interception or something. I'll be all right. But in our league, he got me over the hump because it was tied up. So.
Now, let's talk about... We briefly touched on it earlier this afternoon. LeVar Ball decides to pull his kid from UCLA look for other options for him to play. And I know there's a report that came out about an hour ago saying that he was looking to take his kid overseas to play in the pros. What's your opinion on that?
Got a question. Who's sure. gotten bitch of the week, man? It's kind of hard this week.
I got several people on tap. I haven't made up my mind. I don't know if it's going to be LeVar Ball. I don't know if it's going to be Jimbo Fisher. I'm not sure
yet. Gronkowski.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski.
It's a hard one this week. I was going to go with Jimbo Fisher. Then LeVar Ball strikes again, you know.
What do you think about the situation with LeVar? Pulling his kid from UCLA like that.
He's an idiot, man. I would have to agree with the president. He's an ungrateful dude, man. Your kid is in school full ride and he steals, and then you're gonna sit here and pull your son out of school when he still got a full ride. They just suspended him for basketball because he embarrassed the thing. Mm-hmm. And you pull him out for basketball reasons. That just shows that you're an ungrateful person. Because at the end of the day, it's not about basketball. It's about your child's education. Right. And everything that somebody said about you being a bad father is coming true. You just giving people... And this is coming from a father of three boys, even though they're young. I wouldn't have did that. Mm. Or am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm it. Hold on real quick, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's gotta get my Kool-Aid. All right.
I'm trying to get Rage to call in, see if they're still going to call in. Right now, you guys can do the same thing. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Just got done speaking with Rage on Facebook. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have
Rage calling King in. King Patriot number one.
Ray's gonna call. Me and Ray's kind of agree the same on as far as UCLA being USC rather being nicked out for Alabama. I get the consistency, but I just don't.
But Ohio State, who didn't get in? They were saying they had a better case. Ohio State.
Well, Ohio State had a real bad loss to Iowa.
Okay.
a really bad loss to Iowa. So, you know, that much I get. But USC won the they won their conference.
I know. But again, they had to get their two SEC teams in there, and that just shows bias.
Yeah.
I mean,
and no respect for the Pac-12. No respect at all for the Pac-12. None.
Mm-hmm.
None. And I'm heading on right now to line number 2 on the Rant EM Skype line. Rage, is that you, my friend?
Oh, thank God I won. I fucking won.
What are you talking about?
I'm in the Surface Fantasy League. I was down 11 points to Dr. Doom.
Oh.
And Ben Roethlisberger just threw that first down, that pass for the first down. And now I'm up 2, and it looks like I'm about to win. So thank fucking God.
You can throw another damn interception. Like I said, if I'd have played Alf Morris as another quarterback, you wouldn't have
been. I think I've wrapped this up, sir.
It's all right, though. I'm going to win the damn league, and this one unofficially, damn it.
All right. All right, Rays, let me get your thoughts in. Me and you agree on USC should be in over Bama. I get the consistency of Bama, but
they didn't play nobody this year.
And USC won the Pac-12. As a matter of fact, I think they finished what? 7th or 8th? I think they finished
8th. This is why I hate college football. Because it's like, there's no consistency. It seems like there's no criteria, really, for how they choose these 4 teams. It's like they didn't have a criteria when they had the BCS system. And now it seems like that has been totally thrown into disarray with the playoff system. My thing is this. If only five conferences can compete in this college football playoff for the championship, then what you need to do is you take the five conference champion, if you take the five conference winners, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know who those conferences are.
Mm-hmm.
And you judge them on whatever criteria you want. Alabama did not deserve to be in the playoff. 11 wins or not. They did not win the SEC. Georgia won. Georgia mm-hmm. deserves to be in the fucking conversation because, to me, while they're not the best conference in the nation of or even of the five, to me, they're still amongst... To me, they're like number 3. Like, the SEC is not as dominant as they were in, like, the last, like when they went on that 7, like, straight championship run.
Right.
Like, when they went on that run, they were not... They're not as dominant as they were... As they are, like, as they were back then. But they still deserve consideration because the SEC is still amongst the top conferences in the NCAA.
Yes.
But Alabama does not deserve to be in there. USC has more of a case to be in there because simply they won the Pac-12.
Pac-12 bias.
To me, it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. There should not be 2 SEC teams in the playoffs.
Pac-12 bias, my friend. Pac-12 bias. I'm telling you. That's all it is. Pac-12 bias. Okay. Let's move on for a second. Let's move over to your Patriots. Rob Gronkowski's been suspended for a game for that Macho Man Rocky, the Rock elbow drop yesterday. He got suspended. What you think about that, Rage?
That was the on call for, man.
Gronk really wants to wrestle, man.
That's all he can say.
Gronk really wants to, like, have a match. Like, I'm looking on Twitter, and, like, the thing was that he's basically calling out Mojo Rawley for basically turning on Zack Ryder. This dude really wants to wrestle.
It don't mean he gotta sit here and damn elbow drop somebody.
Look, Look, it is what it is. The guy deserved it. It's one game, and it's against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Like, the Dolphins are not a fucking... They're not some contender. Yeah, they're a division rival, but they're not gonna be a big deal. Rob should just consider this rest, and the Pats will handle the Dolphins. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Everybody chill out.
Real quick, score update. The Steelers and the Bengals are all knotted up at 20. Ben Roethlisberger looks to have thrown he threw another touchdown to even this thing up.
He threw some damn interceptions, man.
These Bengals players are going down quickly. There's another injured Bengal.
They need to have fucking all the goddamn times you done played. They done played Pittsburgh and hurt people.
Antonio Brown is just killing it. 8 receptions for 101 yards. Caught that last touchdown pass to knot everything up at 20 apiece. Good game going down there, or up there rather, in Cincinnati. What do you guys think about Tiger Woods making his comeback, being successful?
Was he limousine riding, jet flying Tiger Woods, or was he just all just truck?
He tried to be the limousine riding, jet flying Tiger Woods. He had one bad day. I think his bad day was Saturday. But he finished 8th or 9th in the Hero Classic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, golf is not a sport. Golf ain't no damn sport. The only Tiger makes it a sport somewhat. Somewhat. But, I mean, look. 9th place. I mean, what was that? His best finish since 2013, 2014.
Yep.
I mean... If you're a golf enthusiast, if you're like a real golf enthusiast, then I mean, this is not going to hold a whole lot of weight until you see a whole lot more of him. He has to at least, if you're into it, like win a couple of majors for you to be for him to say, okay, Tiger's back, blah blah blah. But ladies and gentlemen, golf is not a sport.
It's a gentleman's sport.
Right.
It does take skill.
Gentlemen. Well, you can say it. It's a rich white guy sport. Just say it.
No, man.
It is.
I don't want to go with the racial thing, man.
Name another black professional golfer.
But golf is better.
Will Smith?
But golf.
I said professional.
And golf is better with Tiger in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because it's just because we don't play golf. Guys who play golf, if it wasn't for Tiger Woods, it wouldn't have the popularity.
Right.
Can I put
things into perspective? You know, you realize there are more black men in hockey than there are in golf.
Okay. And again, it's because we don't. It's the argument in sports that why the U.S. sucks in soccer so bad is because we don't play it.
Right.
If kids played soccer in the cities and stuff, it's like they played basketball. We would kill Dan. Whatchamacallit? Just a preference. Even though golf has more long money than NBA. It's pretty much the golf season don't end. And if we got into
I'll slightly
it,
disagree with that. I'll slightly what? Disagree with that only because it seems like the U.S. men's soccer team, like, sucks major ass. And
we
it
don't
seems
have
like
our
the
best athletes playing that.
Right.
We got three sports by
I
the
mean,
time.
And the women we do. And the women we do. I
Rick,
think
how
we
many
do.
How many sports do women play in this country? Women's soccer is bigger because they don't have the NFL taking the best athletes. They don't have the NBA taking the best athletes. Baseball is three, and most of those guys are coming from the Dominican Republic and stuff.
Right.
So we already got two sports playing our best athletes. That's what I'm saying.
That's a fair point.
Imagine if we didn't have professional football. Dude, we'll be killing the world in soccer.
All right, Rage. Let me get your opinion on this, Rage. And I know this is another subject that kind of hits you dear. LeVar Ball pulls his son out of UCLA to explore other options. One of the options is taking his son overseas to play pro ball. You think LeVar is going too far?
Oh, God. You know what? That's pretty much the only thing he can do is play overseas ball. Because it's going to be a while for this whole thing to, like, die down before he even considers an NBA career. And he can't play for China, because, like, China ain't gonna want his ass. And that's what, and, like, besides here, like, basketball is so prominent in China.
Right.
So he can't go to China.
What'd you say, Doom?
Overseas ball is the only thing he could do.
What'd you say, Doom?
It's gotta be Europe.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they want to deal with his damn dad. I don't know if he's going to be able to, they're going to get him in on his visa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, didn't the Lakers enforce the LeVar Ball rule?
Yes, they did. I was going to bring that up later, but yes, they did.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
But, you know, that rule's been in effect since, that rule has been in effect for a little bit. It's nothing new.
See his ass.
But I feel like he's really come in like the face of the rules, because it seems like, yeah.
Well, he was an idiot for coming out saying about his son being coached in the NBA. Excuse me, that Luke Walton was a soft coach. Luke Walton got my respect because he's gangster. Anytime you got a coach saying that another coach put his hands on his players, we could if we could do that, then he's going to hire some dudes from Compton to be security for the team at a press conference. He got my respect. But for him to say, you know, all that stuff about, you know, they can't, your son can't play basketball. Let's just face it.
So what, Alonzo?
Yeah. Man, have you seen that dude play basketball? Man, dude, he look like, oh, he a robot or something, the way he's checking over his shoulder. He got no flow to his game.
And that dude stinks.
Well, keep in mind, too, guys.
And he's soft.
Well, keep in mind, too, guys. Keep in mind, too, he is a rookie. And he's only 19. He's not 21. He's nowhere near grown into his man body yet. Not making excuses for him, but there's a lot of players, a lot of good players out there that's had terrible rookie seasons.
Okay, I got that. He ain't got no heart either, because they got to a scuffle. And, you know what I'm saying, he be just disappearing and stuff, you know what I'm saying. It's like, nah. I'm sorry.
What y'all thinking?
My 5-year-old nephew shows more aggression on the court than Lonzo. Man, look, man. My thing is that, again, like I said before, this dude stinks. And the only reason why he's in the NBA is because his daddy talked him up. If daddy hadn't been talking and chirping the whole goddamn That dude would have not even been a top 10. Like, that dude would have been at best a second round
pick.
Yeah, like he did not deserve that. Like, I could name, I'm not big on, like, I could think of at least 5 or 6 or even 10 rookies from the draft that deserve number one draft pick status over Lonzo. Like, he's just not that good to me. He's not, and I know it's early. I fully realize that.
Well, we get more of a sample size now.
Lonzo Ball to me is not box office. Like, Lonzo Ball is not going to be the fucking the guy that's going to lure a top flight free agent to the Lakers.
We'll see.
And if you're in the LeBron, and if Lakers want to be in the LeBron sweepstakes, they need to add something.
We'll see if he can go ahead and have a good rookie season after the All-Star break. He may catch a second win, get his feet down to the ground after the All-Star break.
Damn West.
What's that cat from the King, Kentucky?
You talking about Folks for the Sixers?
No, dude, Fox from
DeAndre Fox,
the Sacramento King.
DeAndre Fox.
That dude is something special. That guy, that right there to me is Rookie of the Year. That's Rookie of the Year.
If Josh Jackson can get his shooting straight, she would be a little bit more efficient for the field. He might get it, so we'll see.
Speaking of basketball, what's up with DeMarcus Cousins, man? This dude's starting to get on my nerves, man.
Who?
So, Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
For him, his size.
I'm starting to think he's a little overrated.
Nah, he flops. Because he and the KD got ejected, man. He just got a problem with people in general, man. Last game, he threw Draymond Green into the stands. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's a dirty basketball player, man. And I'm tired of everybody saying, like, he's good. He takes cheap shots. He flops. I'm just getting tired of him, man. You know, when you just sit back.
This is a guy that has been coddled. He has been coddled his entire NBA career. Like, the Sacramento Kings basically gave the fucking franchise to him. And he's thrown under the bus. They were sworn about George Karl. The man tried to fucking, you know, he tried to coach this guy. He tried, and he got fired for it. Now you get traded to the New Orleans Pelicans.
And
Anthony Davis, and Rajon Rondo. That to me should have been that should be the 8th seed in the playoffs right there.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
No, they fight between that and the Thunder. It's the Thunder.
That's the team I'm concerned about right there, the Thunder. I had them at least get into the Western Conference Finals. Jesus.
My thing with the Thunder, where's the depth? Where's the bitch?
And if they ain't on a jump on a lead, they ain't nothing.
Right.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, it just seems like it's just George, Anthony, and Westbrook. It's just dumb. Where's everybody else?
Yep.
I mean, I know Steven Adams a good center, but where is everybody?
That's the thing. Where's the depth? And that was my issue when Carmelo came over. Where is the depth of the team? That's my thing.
I don't know, man.
Let's move over back to the NFL for a second. And Rages, New York Football Giants.
What do you mean Rages, New York Football Giants?
Bob McAdoo. General manager gone. Eli Manning may get the reins back to being a starting quarterback again this week.
He shouldn't have never sat. I'm sorry.
Ben McAdoo should have never sat his ass.
I almost killed myself this weekend. I heard they were starting Geno Smith over goddamn.
When you called me, dude.
Man, I was driving and I heard that shit and driving. I swerved, like, you know, like, what the hell? Damn, Geno Smith should be nowhere near. Once he got a start, there might be collusion with Colin Kaepernick in the damn NFL. Cause that dude should not even. And this comes from me. This dude shouldn't even be near the football field. He is trash. He's garbage. He's a no good son of a bitch. All right.
Damn, people said that about Mark.
I blame the New York Jets for Geno Smith.
He shouldn't even be in the league. I ain't like Geno Smith when he got damn drafted.
Mm.
I mean, there was potential there, but the Jets fucked them up.
No, it was his attitude. He thought he was a first-round quarterback when in the draft at that time, every team had a damn, like, franchise-caliber quarterback. And he gonna fire his agent. And he got mad. It's like, dude, when you sat down and looked at it, you know, he wasn't even a top quarterback coming out the draft that year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
He was just fooling himself. Let me stop.
Personally, I don't care because I am happy. I am happy that the fucking Giants have bottomed out finally, and now they're shit. They are absolute shit, and the fucking football world is recognizing just how overrated and how sucky the New York Giants are. They stink. They're nothing without Tom Coughlin. There's nothing without Eli, and I hope Eli leaves the Giants. Eli, I hope he fucking leaves them high and dry.
Crazy Eli was the problem. You see, this way, the non-football people talk about, it's been, you almost have a correlation that every team that's sucking right now having issues is because they paid the quarterback too much money. They're starting to correlate that you can't. The Eli was one of the first. He had that big contract.
Right.
And didn't have money to pay for the rest of the damn team. So how you gonna sit here and the Giants for years have not had a damn running game.
Nope.
Ever since Brandon Jacobs, and that's been starting their downfall. So Eli's to blame on that because he had this high. He took all that money. See, Brady has been underpaid, and at least he got it. You got to look at all these teams that paid their quarterbacks all this money. And you know who's up there that didn't need to, that didn't need to be up there. Like, you got Joe Flacco. You got, who else is, I looked at it. Did we do that last week?
I think we did last week.
The top five teams, they paid the quarterbacks all their money, have had shitty records. So it is something that's starting to correlate that you can't see and pay the quarterback all the money and not have a decent team. It's going to balance itself out.
Look, the Giants don't have a running game. They don't have an offensive line at all. And it doesn't help that your receivers go down. Odell Beckham goes down. Sterling Shepard goes down. Brandon Marshall goes down. You got Sterling Shepard back now. But it's still, it's just a bad situation. And you can blame Jerry Reese for all of it, for the most part. And McAdoo, too, for his bad play calling.
Hey, don't forget, all their receivers went on that boat trip last year, too.
I ain't
gonna let that one slide, damn it.
Before a goddamn playoff game. That's why I'm thrilled. Giants can kiss my ass. Exactly. They're overrated.
That shit wouldn't happen.
They're overrated and they stink.
I think Eli's gonna leave. I think he's gonna win the
season.
As soon as the season over, because he's already said he's gonna play next year. I think he kind of cleaned out of his locker, and once he cleaned out of his locker, he's going straight to Jacksonville.
And he should. He should go to Jacksonville, because Jacksonville, right now, all they need is a quarterback.
Yep.
That team is a bona fide Super Bowl contender to me. All they need is a quarterback, and you throw Eli in there, as much as I don't like Eli. You throw him in there, and you got yourself a team.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I don't know if they can compete with. I really don't know if they can compete with the Pats. Especially,
thinking your team gonna sit here. They starting to become mortal, dog.
Real quick score update. Monday Night Football: Steelers defeat the Bengals 23-20. Ben Roethlisberger threw two
and kids. I survived. Yes, I
interceptions, That's all I needed, man.
Ben, I won.
Big Ben. Win the league. Don't worry about that rage. Again, I made a mistake and I'm playing Alpha Moore.
Big Ben went 24-40 for 290 yards and two touchdowns. Good game for Big Ben.
Hey, I gotta say, that was a close one for me because I was down. Before I started this game, I was down over 30 points, I think, and I came back and won it by three.
Yeah. Very quickly, as well, the Heisman Trophy finalists were announced tonight. Baker Mayfield from University of Oklahoma, Lamar Jackson, University of Louisville, and Stanford running back Bryce Love, they were all selected as Heisman Trophy finalists. Everybody keeps saying Baker Mayfield's going to win it.
They're going to give it to Lamar Jackson.
I don't know, man. If you look at Baker, what Baker's done this year, you know, in terms of stats and winning.
Baker from USC?
Huh? Where's Baker from? Oklahoma.
Let's not forget J.R. be weaseling his ass in there.
Do you think the Heisman Committee will take into account his Baker Mayfield off the field?
You know, we talked about that last week, and I don't think they will because they haven't done it in the past. The Heisman Trophy has never been about moral standing. It's been about what you've
Peter
done for
Ward your team. Won it the year he got ran down by the damn security guard at damn Dillard.
I mean, think about it now. Go back over the history of the Heisman Trophy. It's never stood on moral high ground. It's been about you being the best in the country at your position. And I think that's Baker Mayfield right now. You take Baker Mayfield off that University of Oklahoma squad, then nothing.
Can I just say how much I'm getting sick and tired of the NFL MVP and even the Heisman Trophy being awarded to this quarterback?
Well, it needs to be an offensive and a defensive Heisman. I've been saying that for years, dog. It's been the same. Because the best player not necessarily is that. It's just the Heisman's an offensive thing.
Right.
And it is biased because you just have a guy that the quarterback gets all this love. I think it needs to be two Heisman because that's
just
me.
I mean, I just it's like if no other position can win it, let's call it the fucking quarterback of the year award. The pros and for the college.
Is it always a running back or
quarterback or wide receiver?
I just don't like that. I mean, I feel like while the quarterback may be the most important position of the team. There are times when, you know, the quarterback isn't necessarily the one who's winning the games for you.
Right. Real quick, and some other news that's going on. Aaron Rodgers is waiting for medical clearance to return. At 6-6, the Packers still have a shot at making the playoffs at 6-6. Keep that in mind. So even Aaron Rodgers can definitely help them.
Do they play Dallas? See.
Tony can't even hear to defend himself.
Man, this one, the NFL was getting so much more competitive. Now fucking Aaron Rodgers got to come back.
Aaron Rodgers is on it. He's waiting for medical clearance to come back, so we shall see. Ravens Jimmy Smith suspended for 4 games for PED use. He's also on the injured list with a torn Achilles.
Okay, so did he take that deer antler spray that Ray Lewis used to go on heal up?
The report didn't state what PEDs he took.
But to me, I think, like I said, it's retarded. You sit here, and that's why I have a problem. They're like, oh, he used deer antler spray to get back. I don't care. That sound natural. I'll rub some deer antlers on me to get me to come back. Mm. You know, this ain't like Captain America Super Soldier Son. You know what I'm saying? It help you to heal of a career or a season-ending injury. Who cares if he took this stuff back on the field?
I have no problem with PED. What? I have no problem with PED being banned for PEDs. The only thing I've always said this, the only thing the NFL should not be testing for is weed.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
They should not be testing.
I totally agree.
They should not be testing.
I mean, in some places it's legal, but
right.
Again, the bias of the PED, if that says performance enhancing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if it's, hey, you know, you're playing better than anybody else, but in terms of a case that, hey, this substance can help somebody recover and stuff, like an injury like that, I think they should be able to get a waiver to get these guys to come back due to injury. I'm not saying it's like like Ray Lewis's case. He was out pretty much most of the season.
Most of the season. That 1 year.
This stuff is, you know, docs say, hey, this will help you out. I don't think that's cheating. Now, if dude is taking stuff and he ain't hurt, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing, but we gotta take a step back now.
Right.
What's going on with you know?
All right, a few more housekeeping, two more housekeeping items very, very quickly, and we'll start to get on out of here. Saints rookie running back Alvin Kamara, is he a lock for rookie offensive player of the year?
I would say so.
I ain't heard of him, but maybe. It would have been Kareem Hunt, but hell, they done bottled that genie up.
That whole Kansas City Chiefs team is going down.
That dude needs to do something with his teeth. I know that much.
He does.
He looks ridiculous. I'm sorry, but all gold teeth in a dude, just all gold teeth in anybody, he looks ridiculous.
I know
when God.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with me. The whole thing that surprised me about Alvin Kamara, he wasn't even starting in Tennessee for the majority of his time there. He wasn't even the full-time starter there. And he slips to us in the third round, and he's blown up. So, good looking by Sean Payton.
Hey, but also, you got Drew Brees, and that could have been Adrian Peterson if you were patient. But you got Drew Brees, he's always played good ball, so you get any dude that's decent. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that would have been AP, and the reason why I say I don't know that is because you have to give AP the touches. He's not somebody that can come in on a part-time basis and be a contributor. Alvin Kamara.
That's his ego.
That could be. It could be. It very well could be. But Alvin Kamara has done it on a part-time basis, and he's done it both running downs and passing downs too. So.
And that's not letting the ego take over. He's just trying to win games,
right?
And that's what you need right now.
Exactly.
The days of Adrian Peterson are over.
Yeah, the 20, 25, 30 carry backs in the league.
They're splitting the backload. They got utility backs because if, like in Washington, I tell you, hey, if all our running backs weren't hurt, we would have a better running game.
Hey.
The way the NFL's going, it's all about longevity and stuff and keeping pressure. You got guys that, hey, you got to up and down back, so he's going to do the first two downs, and you got a utility back that, hey, third down, he can catch the ball out of backfield.
Right.
That's just That's the way football's going.
Right.
Just like the tight end's gone.
Speaking of tight ends,
a fullback.
Speaking of tight ends, I need you to talk to your boy Vernon Davis and Mr. Reed.
Well, Joe and Reed need to be on the field.
You need to tell them. You need to tell them to get it together.
Hey, I'm about to just go in there and slap the shit out of everybody in that locker room. When they play down.
You need to get them. Get them.
Just out here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm surprised Tony C.
That dude is doing wonders for my fans, but I don't know that much.
Who?
Jordan Reed.
Oh, he's a good player. It's just health. That's what plagued us this whole year in Washington was our health.
How Stephen A. Smith say it. How you say it. What he say about the Dallas Cowboys, you can also say it about the Redskins. But will all your players be eligible to play?
Well, no, that's a different.
That's different, I know. That's different, I know.
We just got hurt.
I know.
Two different things with Dallas. Somebody that got caught smoking cocaine or something. They like, you know.
Speaking of the Redskins, what the fuck? What is the problem with them not locking in Kirk Cousins?
Again, Rage, didn't I tell you all them teams that paid all that money to a quarterback, the team end up being shitty. So maybe I can see what they're looking at. They need to lock them up. But if you pay them $120 million, we couldn't go out to pay $75 million to get Josh Norman or some
true,
of these other
true, players. But
because
I feel what you're saying, but it's like, who? If you don't lock him in, then who are you gonna attempt to try and get? I mean, it's to me if you go looking in the draft, I mean, yeah, there's a 50-50 chance you'll get somebody that you get the guy that you want, and hopefully he'll strike gold with you. But it's like, you already have enough of a sample size to debate with Kirk Cousins. Like, to me, he's a decent quarterback. Like, you could lock him in and just build around him.
I got that. I think they're trying to give him something fair and stuff. But the thing is, if we overpay him, we're not going to be able to fix some holes. Our defense is getting there due to the draft and stuff, but we don't got, like this year, he's kind of down. We don't got no good receiver. We got decent receivers, but our best receivers went to other places. So it's a delicate balance. And this year, maybe we, just the way the league went, that we might be getting them cheaper because, you know, the revenue is going to be down. So it might be a gift for them.
I hope they do, because seeing how the NFL is now, you got a bunch of hungry teams that all they need is a quarterback.
I got you, but that's also you get a whole bunch of picks, too.
All right, let's go ahead and topic of the night, brought to you by the Rant and Skype line. who's the better receiver? Antonio Brown or Julio Jones?
Julio. Just because he didn't.
Based on what I've seen the last couple of games, I'll say Antonio.
Well, that's just a small sample size. But what did Antonio Brown do to that locker room last year? Distraction.
I know he was a locker room problem. I totally get that. But like, I look at Julio, and I'm just not seeing that dynamic player from last season.
The whole team ain't playing as good as like they did.
Sure,
But understand this though, in the last 2 weeks, can sort of kind of sum it up in a nutshell. Tampa Bay, he balled out. Look what he did against Minnesota, Doug.
Yeah. Straight. I mean, right now, when you look at it, I'm talking about receiving leaders. Antonio Brown got Julio Jones by 1,195 yards. Julio Jones got 1,063 yards. So they're kind of neck and neck. But Julio Jones is always double teamed. And last year, he had a messed up foot, and I still think he's still hurt. So it's kind of, it's a toss up. I mean, they're playing good ball, but it's just, you don't hear no distraction stuff as you hear with, Julio Jones.
The one thing I do like about AB versus Julio, I like Antonio Brown's consistency. Always catching passes. He's always catching passes. Maybe not catching touchdowns, but he's always catching passes. He's also getting a good yards. He would be a great pick in both PPR and regular fantasy leagues. And speaking of fantasy leagues, if you give me a second, I will pull up the Rant EM Fantasy League results.
Hey Ray, can
you pull up Surfers League?
Oh, all right, hold on, bro.
I have you do Surfers League, and I'll do the Rant EM League. In Rant EM League, let's go ahead and get the rundown here. It is a shield myself defeats Team Coleman. That's Ronald Coleman Jr. 92-72. I go to 11-2 on the year. Team Coleman Jr. goes down to 9-4. Team Goodwin defeats Pastor Sedell 68-50. That's actually Team Goodwin's first win. He goes to 1-12. Pastor Sedell goes down to 9-4. Big Tone defeats Phil Ray of Shaolin Legion of Doom. The Kalai Big Thomas get the win 98-52. He goes to 6-7. Philly Phil goes down to 4-9. Team Suzuki Gun, Mark Jones defeats Team Fair 122-46. He goes to 7-6 on the season. Team Fair goes to 5-8. Doom defeats my son 61-44. Doom goes to 7-6. My son goes to 3-10. Consolidated bracket, you go. Team Broom defeats Team Hightower 83-73. Team Broom improves to 5-8. Team Hightower goes down to 7-6. Tony Clark defeats my good friend Charles McNeil 92-82. Team Clark goes to 11-2. Team the Star Charles McNeil goes to 7-6. And finally, Team Surfer defeats Rage, the Hellraisers FC 99-83. Team Surfer goes to 9-4. Rage goes down to 3-10. All right, what you got over on Surface League, Rage?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as stated before, I defeated B Team Soul Snatcher defeat LaVitra Doombox by a score of 203-181 with a late fourth quarter comeback. Team Cosmic, that would be Surfer, defeats Golden Corral Buffet by a score of 169-142. Team Yeadon Cowboys defeats the Abilene Rough Riders 225-112. The Wisconsin Honey Badgers defeats the St. Louis Under Shepherds 179-115. Big Tone defeats Team Hightower 169-145. Team Olsen defeats Ashley Schaefer. Well, no, actually, I take that back. Team Ashley Schaefer defeats Team Olsen 167-135. The American Dreams defeats Tony Clark 103-79. And finally, Phil's team, the Shaolin Shadow Boxers, defeats William Morgan 195-174. As I'll look at the updated, well, no, they're not updated yet. but...
Yeah, Phil came back on me.
I guess you could say the top four right now are the Vitra Doom boss. That would be Dr. Doom. As the one seed, I am the two seed. As I'll probably improve to two, the I'll probably stay at that two, at that two line. Number three is Anthony Siddle, and then number four is Tony Miller. So, yeah, this will be updated.
Tomorrow.
This will be updated tomorrow. Yeah, that is your top four as week 14 comes to a close.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Next week is playoff week. So, a lot of teams win if you win. The one thing I hate about Surface League...
I know I definitely needed to win. Shit.
You ain't gonna win again, baby.
But see... The one thing, though, and the biggest difference between the two leagues, Surface League, you're playing for pride. In the Ray Am League, we are playing for a $50 gift card. So,
oh, thanks for reminding me for like a million. I know that. Thanks.
Yeah. So that's the two.
But hey, as long as I'm beating Surfer, I'm fine.
As long as you're beating Surfer, you're good.
I mean, Surfer stinks in his own league.
I don't like Surfer's league because he put a transactional limit on it. So that's why I don't like Surfer's league that much.
I think I'm making a run. I think this might be my year. I'm a little shaky, but I think this might be my year. All the trades I pulled off, all the trades and waiver wire pickups that I pulled off, hey, I think I've assembled a damn good squad, and I think I'm going to make a run.
Didn't you get to the finals of Surface League last year?
Yeah, I did, and then my phone had fucked up.
You got them trades last year. Let us not forget this. You got them.
I had some help. I had a ton of help.
Some backroom deals, because they didn't lock down the trade deadline.
Yeah, I know. Still Will's fault.
And it was named Davion Bill.
If I could have won that shit.
200 damn point game.
I could have won that. I could have won that league.
That's what started Doom and Rage's damn beef.
But I just want to... But I feel like all the trades that I pulled off and all of the waiver wire pickups that I got, I've assembled a very good squad on me. And I'm just saying, I'd like to thank those who have graciously given up their players, you know, seeing as though that they had really, really bad records and didn't really need them anymore. Which is what I've always been saying from the get-go. If you have a losing season, why the hell are you hoarding players? Just give it up to give them to somebody who needs them. Give them to a team like me who's trying to win, or give them to somebody who's like in the top, who's like fifth or sixth in the league, who's trying to make a run. Stop hoarding players and just give them to people that they need. But what are you playing for? Consolidation? What are you playing for? You see what's going on?
Well,
I'm saying.
Well, it looks like in the consolidation ladder, I'm playing Surfer in the first round.
Who am I playing next? I have... Hold on. I think that's it. I think this is the last week. I think the playoffs start next week.
Yeah, the playoffs are coming up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so I think I have secured the two seed in the playoffs. So I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good.
Yep. In Surface League, you are good, sir. In Surface League, you are good.
I told y'all I was going to be back, and I'm back in the playoffs, baby. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
gonna get destroyed, baby.
So who the way? So who?
Oh my goodness.
I got Sid.
You got Pastor Sidell?
Yeah, I got Sid for the first round matchup.
Yep. But don't forget, Reds. We'll fuck you up last year. It's the last two games.
Oh, no, my phone is fine. My phone will be fine, sir.
That's not the problem. They're going to be sitting people. So if you already clinched into the damn playoffs, are they going to play that?
Oh, I'll be,
starters.
I'm gonna be wheeling and dealing for these playoff starts.
Because I think Surfer has his trade deadline as December 13th.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't know if Surfer's gonna
change that
trade with me.
Damn, we finna lock that thing up. Tail Surfer.
But Surfer doesn't need him. Where's Surfer at? Surfer's fucking. He's number eight. He's 7-5, so he's out of the playoffs. So, Surfer, if you're listening.
I think he might have fixed that since last year.
So, Surfer, considering the fact that you're out of the playoffs in your own league, And I know we've had a rocky path. I know we've said some horrible shit to one another, but look, I'm trying to win. So, I'm going to need a few players from you, sir.
In the Rant EM League, the main league, the Rant EM Radio LLC League, the top four teams are as follows: Team Clark, myself, Age of Shield, Team Surfer, Team Hightower, first round matchups in the winner's bracket, Tony Clark versus Team Hightower. I play Team Surfer in the winner's bracket of the main Red EM Radio LLC League.
Hey,
so
after I practically bottomed out my league, after I bottomed out all my squad to Tony C, he better win. He better win. I gave him Tom Brady for fuck's sake.
Oh yeah, y'all did do that. Yeah.
I gave him practically every player on my squad. Motherfucker, you better win.
He probably will, but you never know. That's why they play the game. So we'll definitely be looking out for that. All right. Let's go over everything we got going on here on the network. Tomorrow night, we got a doubleheader. First, we got the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. Double A and Tony C will tell you everything about going on in the world of professional wrestling. Followed by Thursday night, we have a new version of Rant and Wrestling. Friday, we have Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Choppy and Philly Phil. Then Sunday, we have the What Are You Reading comic book show. Or What Are You Ruling comic book show, if Tony C was here. Surfer, go over.
Is he still being oppressive ass?
You talking about Surfer? You talking about Surfer?
Has he been an oppressive ass?
No. He's not. Okay. He's not. And then we come in the What Are You Ruling comic book show will be Sundays at 5 p.m. And then we come right back here on Monday night at 11:15 p.m. right after Monday Night Raw to get you caught up on the world of sports. Kind of excited because we're going to start getting into college basketball. This college football thing runs down.
Yes! So, college hoops is back. I'm so happy.
Rays, I'm sure you didn't do a fantasy basketball league this year.
Huh?
I'm kind of sure you didn't do a fantasy basketball league this year.
I'm fantasy basketball. To me, fantasy basketball is a little complicated.
Too much.
So if you want to do a fantasy, hockey league, by all means, let me know.
Okay.
For next year.
Okay. All right.
too white for you?
No, not at all. I'll take that challenge any day. Just believe, I'll take that challenge any day. Do you have anything else you want to say before we roll out of here tonight?
No.
Thank you for calling in. Rage, got anything else you want to say before we clear out here for tonight?
Your ass is mine, Dr. Doom. I'll see you in the championship.
Ooh, we got it on tape. We got it on tape. You two need to do a bet.
Okay. I think we'll come up with something.
How they do it on Undisputed? Doom, y'all want to put a case of Doom on it?
Man, I don't drink no regular soda, man. Either Coke Zero or regular soda, man. I'm a diabetic, right? Can't get no.
Come up with something. I just know I'm going to win. This is my year.
Y'all just got to make sure you do
wait,
it.
Wait, oh, what the fuck? Wait. Oh, Curry went down? What the hell is going on?
I just saw that.
His ankle.
I just saw that.
He didn't break it or nothing. The x-ray already came back negative. He'll probably set
up. Oh, good.
They'll probably have a back to Christmas Day against the Cavaliers.
Oh, thank God.
Did you hear about Derrick Rose?
He coming back.
He coming back.
What happened? He's stepping away for a while.
He left for a little bit, I guess, to find himself. You know what that be? To find yourself? What the hell? You better find yourself on this NBA team.
This dude is like, Derrick Rose is like a fuck. He's like one of those women finding themselves movies that I can't stand. He has to leave and find himself, and all of a sudden he finds himself, and he has to come right back only to leave again. That dude is undecisive. That dude cannot make a rational thought, a rational decision for his life.
He what, dude?
Either you're going to stay or you're going to go.
He what?
Choose one.
He what, dude?
He's damn Shawn Michaels. He lost his damn
smile.
He lost his smile.
Hey, what did damn Sean Livingston get suspended for?
The ref, didn't he get into it with a referee?
Contact with the ref.
Yeah.
Got face to face with the ref.
Yeah.
Maybe if these refs were actually doing their fucking jobs and making the right call instead of fucking everything up, maybe you wouldn't have to go face to face with an NBA player. Same thing with the NFL. These refs stink.
I have noticed lately this season they're calling Golden State games different from anything else.
Yeah.
They're letting these dudes hack. Yeah, they're letting these dudes hack these dudes from Golden State and stuff. And the fouls. And I can understand these dudes from Golden State getting upset because it seemed like they want to call it different for, you know. Because most of these losses that you've seen from Golden State lately, it's just been spotty damn referee calling. Like, they'll allow them to throw an elbow and stuff against them. And then on the flip side, you know, they can't get a call to save their life. Like, Boston shouldn't have beat Golden State. They let Kyrie Irving, they were calling fouls with Kyrie Irving. He wasn't even getting touched. But, you know, they're here and there.
Yeah, and that's the great equalizer right there, isn't it? If the other team can't equalize you, these refs can.
Whatever.
All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank you to Rage. Thank you to Doom for calling in tonight. We'll see you again next week right here on Rant and Radio, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, please take care.